Hello.
See, my game.
Now that you guys, like, you guys made it a thing, all right? Well,
of what?
This is a new episode. Yes, of Messing With Me Every Time I Say Hello. This is a new episode of For the Future. We have our usual people here. Anna, Ethan.
Yo, Marcus.
And we have just spent, what time did I get here?
30 minutes.
Like 30 minutes talking about Kanye and music Scott. And Travis Scott. So I guess we're going to keep it going there because, yeah. So if Anna don't talk that much, just know she don't be listening to music like that. So we'll learn about her music.
Luke Bryan.
Let's learn about your music now. Let's learn about your music now, Anna. What you was bumping and where do you live? Lavo?
Here's the thing. Yeah, Lavo. Most people in Lavo like country music. I don't. So I can't really speak for all of Lavo. But I like, this sounds dumb, I like Billy Joel and those, like,
I don't know
Simon and Garfunkel.
I heard of it, but I don't really know.
So, I like the oldies.
The oldies.
Oldies. Right.
Old country.
But,
wait,
no.
So like what genre? What genre is that?
No. Oh yeah.
What genre music is that?
Because the name sounds really familiar.
Billy Joel.
I don't know what kind of. Here's the thing. Like I just listen to music, right? I don't really.
I respect that. I respect that.
No, I like. Do you know who Dean Lewis is?
No.
Nope.
Do you know who George Ezra is?
No.
Nope.
Well, yo,
see,
make us a playlist, yo.
Okay, I'll make you a playlist.
We should have a For the Future playlist, bro, for all the listeners.
Ooh,
that'd be fire.
That's a good idea.
That'd be fire.
Yeah. You gotta write that down.
Yes, Marcus, we talking out here.
Always
give me a high five, Marcus.
Always don't.
Give me a high five, though. You know, to be honest, my boss listened to the podcast, right? And like every time I bring up your name, he's just like, "Oh, Marcus, the one that doesn't talk."
Right, okay, so. Like at these hoedowns that you have down in your
wait, they got hoedowns?
Country life.
Yo,
what is that?
Like,
why do you keep thinking of country stuff?
Dude, honestly, when I think of like going out into the country, I'm thinking colonial America. You know, like riding around,
no.
Like Amish people. It's so, like aside from like Old Town Road, like what do you guys listen to?
There's so many Amish people in Lavo.
Dude, you're like wow, Ethan, you're bugging.
Okay,
nah,
I mean,
I'm on it.
You're not right about everything. But we don't make our own butter. But like, come on.
Right, dude. Like, come on, Ethan.
But no, I kid you not. Like, there's like buggies, horse and buggies, like all the time. It's crazy.
That's fucking dope.
There's more cows than people.
I want a buggy. Yo, imagine riding a buggy through the city, though. That'd
Wait,
be dope.
So have you ever tipped a cow?
That's my first car.
What is that? Like, isn't that a thing, cow tipping?
What is that?
Wait, I've heard of it.
You
but...
just push a cow over?
That's what it is. Yeah, I think that's the thing.
I'm pretty sure that is what it is. I've never done it. I'm not a big.
Don't that hurt the cow?
Animal
pushing
person.
Him over on his back.
Honestly,
yeah,
I think it'll hurt the person.
Wait, I forgot.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Just give me, just like keep talking. Give me
Wait,
like 5 minutes.
Are you doing the interrupting cow joke?
You gonna do the moo
no.
thing?
Is that
no, what was that joke?
Yo. You don't know that one?
No.
It was
it's like knock
was
knock.
It?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
Moo.
That's funny.
I'm so surprised.
No, I didn't know what that joke was.
Your face.
You're like,
no. What do you call? Oh, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Oh my
ground
god.
Beef.
These are so bad. Oh my god.
Yeah. So back to the country life.
Mm-hmm. What do you have?
You guys like ride
questions?
Horses?
I used to take horseback riding lessons, this but...
Kid. That's dope.
Why is he so spot on with these assumptions?
I don't... He's country, yo.
He low-key is country.
High key.
So you're not chilling, Ethan?
The occasional hee-yaw here and there.
You said that back.
Hee-yaw!
Hee-yaw!
Did you just say that's like a... Oh, wait.
That's like a karate thing.
That's what I was going to say,
that's
yeah.
That's like a fighting thing.
Nah, hee-yaw. Like,
no, it's yee-haw.
No, I know it's like that, but you can be like yee-haw and you can be like hee-yaw.
Nobody
like,
said that.
No,
one
country
says,
person
down.
Says that. No
hee-yaw
country person
is
says
like
that.
Karate. Like, you're like,
no,
hee-yaw.
That's like hee-yaw. Like, there's a difference.
It's no, it's not, dude.
Dude,
no
watch the Karate Kid. I swear to God, you'll hear kids going like hee-yaw, not hee-yaw.
Bro,
nobody
says
that.
Who
do you
know?
Do you think people actually say yeehaw in the country?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they're like.
Why would it be a thing if people didn't say it?
Because it's like a.
Why?
I was thinking like a stereotype.
A
I don't know.
You saying I'm thinking of stereotypes? Have you heard yourself for the past 5 minutes?
Horseback riding, cow tipping.
Let me tell you, stereotypes are there for a reason, right? I'm not saying they're spot on, but so far, I've had more hits than misses.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. As you can tell, today is going to be a very goofy episode. So, back to country talk. Back to Billy Joel.
What is it? Cut a rug? You guys cut a rug here and there?
What is that?
What?
Is that dancing?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually makes sense. No, it doesn't.
Cut a
rug. Square dancing?
We do square dancing in gym.
He's four for four.
Wait.
Like 7 for 7.
Wait. At you guys had like high school dances, right?
Yeah.
Did you do Cotton Eye Joe?
No, we did. When did we do this?
I did it at a party. I don't know about you, but I did it at a party.
At school.
We did it at the homecoming dance.
When? Wait,
okay, so like
it played the last 5 minutes
too?
Of the
No, it did not.
It did.
I worked that dance.
So like,
that
you know, like,
no, Tyler worked that dance. You didn't work that dance.
I did work that dance.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You were in the background.
No, I didn't. I was not in the background. I helped Tyler set up the equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all two are having a whole different conversation.
No, I was talking about how like religious, you know, like the leave room for Jesus.
Huh?
No, that's like a country thing they say. You know, like in those, what is it, Catholic Christian places?
No.
Like
what?
Those dances?
I'm so confused.
No, like McQueen and Mercy, you know, two private schools here. Uh-huh.
Christian schools.
Well, yeah, religious schools. Separated by boys, separated by girls, you know, testosterone building up. All the boys are antsy when they're at a dance.
You had to add that little part. You had to throw that in.
I'm just saying, honestly.
Season it up a little bit.
I always gotta. No, but when they get together, like, there's priests and nuns, right? There's nuns at Mercy. Those are some of the teachers. So when someone gets too handsy or too close with, a lad and a lady, a teacher will come in and be like, leave room for Jesus. Hands
wait,
on the shoulders.
Wait, McQueen is an all-boys school?
Yeah, you that's what I'm talking
that?
About. All
I
these
had
guys
no
just
idea.
Have their, like...
I had no idea. That sucks.
That's
that
crazy.
Sucks. That sucks.
Too much
I feel bad for them.
I'm just saying.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Leave room for Jesus.
Leave room for Jesus.
Can we get back to... Stop getting us off task.
Are you kidding me? I'm talking about country life here.
I don't want to hear about Billy Joel.
You
want
to hear
you
about
want
Billy
or you
Joel?
Don't?
Yeah, I do.
You just... It sounded like you said, I don't want to hear about Billy Joel.
I said I want to.
Yeah, right. Put a song about Billy Joel.
Hold on.
I think I said that right.
Wait, what? Like, play it? What
no,
are you
like,
saying? What
like
am I supposed
music.
To say about him?
Come on, sing some Billy Joel.
Like,
no.
No.
Hold on a second. Keep talking.
So, let's get back to Kanye. So,
oh, God.
Yes, let's get back to Kanye.
Wait,
this is, this
sorry.
Is...
Do you know Piano Man?
No.
Yes!
You don't know that song?
What is that?
Can you sing it?
Is
I'll
it,
play it for you. I'm not going to sing.
I'd rather you sing it.
That's
right.
Not ringing any bells. I haven't heard this.
Oh,
yeah, I know this song.
Okay, that's Billy Joel.
Oh my god, that's
I
like
knew
the sickest
song.
Yeah, I know that song.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The harmonica
yeah.
hits different.
It
yeah.
do. That song is dope, yo. I'm trying to think of the movies that song is in. Probably won't think of them, but. Back to Kanye. No. Back to Kanye. We had a discussion. About my man Kanye West.
Hold on. Old Kanye or new Kanye?
Like, who would I rather listen
yep.
to? It depends on the album.
Old Kanye or new Kanye?
It depends on the album.
All right.
Like,
carry on.
Like, Graduation.
Graduation or St. Pablo?
That's not the album. It's called Life of Pablo.
Graduation.
I'd rather listen
Life
to Life
of
Pablo.
All right. So that's new Kanye?
Yeah. That but when
good.
It comes
nah,
to...
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked the album a lot. What was that one album?
Father's
My Father. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy? That's
Ooh.
His top album for me.
That was...
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have not listened to that album.
You need to go home. Like now and go bump that album.
Marcus Lee.
That's literally his best album, yo.
I haven't heard it.
I liked Ye, too.
I've heard that, but I haven't
Ye.
Heard it.
Ye? That was the one with something crimes. Violent Crimes. It had... One of the songs was called Yeah.
That was the real crazy album, right?
Yeah, the one where he died.
He was doing,
into,
a lot
like,
of screaming.
Insanity.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
That was the one where he was talking about like how he was scared about his daughter getting older and you know that. And then he also talked about
where he like screams
about how like he takes risks and his wife, like he thanks his wife and every female out here for staying with your man when he goes to like when he like tries to take risks and stuff. I like that album a lot. You can feel the
insanity.
Not the insanity. Emotion. But you can just tell that there was a lot of emotion behind that album. There yeah. it goes. You can tell that there was a lot.
Now, do you feel this way with Billy Joel?
No.
When he delves into his insanity.
Hell yeah, that harmonica goes crazy.
Okay, can I... Do you guys know Khalid?
Yeah.
All right. Khalid grew up, like, 15 minutes away from me.
Oh, wait.
So, he's huh? like... He was like... Okay, he went to this school called Carthage, which is, like, a couple minutes from our school. And oh, my dope. Sister had a duet with him at one of the local dope. Concerts. That's just saying. Dope.
What?
So, I guess they're famous.
So, you're just about famous.
Basically.
So, pretty much, I'm famous.
You're, like, third-hand famous.
So, if you want my autograph...
Damn.
I'll give it to you.
We all want one. I'm willing to...
I'm Mr. Khalid.
Honestly, how much do you charge?
I'll think about it.
Oh, charge for an autograph?
What? You just sign it.
Some people don't sign shit unless you give them money. I swear, that's like a thing. Dude, I swear.
Give me a name.
I want a name, too. Nah, you go to, like, Disney World. I swear to God.
Who am I going to get an autograph?
You
got to
pay for an autograph book, though.
Wait, but don't you just pay for autographed things?
Don't you just save it until it's worth, like, $1,000?
You're not paying to get
something autographed. Nah, I swear to God, there's some people who are like, nah, give me $5 and I'll, like, autograph this for you.
No.
Who at Disney World do you want to get an autograph
from? Who wants an autograph
from
Disney?
Nah, I'm looking for Minnie.
No. I'm not paying for an autograph.
No.
You get an autograph for free so you can just sell it. Fact. By the way, a lot of people don't do this. You know what you should do?
I want an autograph.
Is when you get an autograph from anybody famous,
put that
I'm putting
up
on. I'm putting you on. Take a picture of the person who's signing your stuff. Take a picture with them and then take a picture of them signing it. Huh?
And then frame the picture.
Frame it. Whatever it is, like a basketball, like a football, a microphone.
What if it's a water bottle?
If it's a water bottle, if it's a rubber ducky, yo, I don't care what it is. Display it, yo. Honestly, take pictures of it and sell it. I swear to God, somebody will buy it.
But what if I want to keep it?
You're going to be broke.
Honestly, that rubber ducky
stay broke.
Gonna hit different hanging up on that wall.
I'm telling you, yo. I'm telling you, yo. Just sell it. Just sell it. You'll make good money off a lot of stuff. People are so stupid nowadays, they will buy anything. You
like,
see those infomercials
like
that come on at like
with,
five and one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
The Travis Scott cereal box things.
I don't get it. So, why is that a flex?
What's wrong with it?
I feel like that's like you.
I just don't see why you're
here.
Selling cereal.
It's a hypebeast cereal, hey.
Nah, honestly though, what happens when it goes stale?
You keep the box. You don't need the cereal. You just keep the box.
Yeah.
The box is laminated in plastic. So, you gotta
so what, you're just not going to eat the cereal?
It's just the
like,
box.
No,
come on,
no.
Dual purpose
no,
here.
You're going to eat the cereal. You
but you
keep
the
box.
The box is like...
But still, though...
It, the cover
so
is
you're
going
to take like an X-Acto knife and like slowly cut it open to make sure you don't rip anything?
Huh?
But, dude, people are fucking
I open my cereal boxes perfectly.
Just get like a popsicle stick and just slide it through.
You guys heard Kristen laugh in the back? I'm serious. I don't like you know those brown marks that come on like the cereal marks. Those don't. I just open.
All right, top five cereals. You first.
Top five.
Yep.
Yo, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ew.
Ew.
Keep going.
You're childish.
Keep going.
Are you gonna pull up some like Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch smack.
So good.
Don't hate on Captain Crunch.
It's the best cereal ever.
I hate that all three of you just turned on me.
Shredded Wheat slaps.
Yes. That's just... Yes.
Shredded Wheat.
All right.
Cocoa Puffs is always a classic. Don't hate.
Okay.
What else?
Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms is up there.
I like the regular... No, I don't like Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms...
I don't like the way they feel when I bite into a
what?
Marshmallow. Makes my teeth
Lucky Charms
like
is the best cereal
weird.
Ever.
I like the plain Cheerios, too. Like the Cheerios that
no.
like have no sugar.
That's
that are
nice.
No honey?
No. You just eat
not
it.
Sometimes honey? I put... No, not the Honey Nut Cheerios. Just the regular
you just
Cheerios.
Eat plain Cheerios?
Those aww. Slap, yo. Put some bananas in there. Yo. Change your life, yo.
I don't want to change my life.
Change your life.
Good.
You never ate cereal with bananas in it?
I've never had regular Cheerios with bananas in it. I
well,
had Frosted.
Maybe you should try something
no,
new.
Frosted Flakes with bananas in it is actually good.
Frosted Flakes already got sweetness in it.
No, but add a banana in it. It's fire,
but,
I'm telling
but
you.
But Jordan,
or Corn
they're
Flakes.
Great.
That is so dumb. You're talking okay, your top five cereals now. I said mine.
Okay. Lucky Charms.
Did you
even
get it?
No. I don't think they did. That's the thing.
No, I got it.
I'm like, man, I feel mad.
That's Tony the Tiger slogan. I got it.
Commercials?
Yeah, but what did it with bananas, though?
He was talking about Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, but with bananas in there. I thought there was a banana reference. That's why I said, that's why I did it.
It's a Tony the Tiger reference. That's the slogan.
Well, a dog.
You got this.
Yeah.
I just didn't find it funny.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You're just looking at him like straight face.
All
like,
right, I'm gonna head out the door now.
Because the whole time he was saying that, I thought that he was talking about like
bananas.
Oh, yeah, let me make a funny joke about, you know, Frosted Flakes and bananas, seeing as though we were talking about Frosted Flakes and bananas. And you did it. Like, we already know they're great. He says it on every commercial. Like, you don't have to tell me.
Yo, I've not seen the Frosted Flakes commercial in the longest.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it. When someone, like, dives in, like, a swimmer dives into the pool and he goes, they're great. Honestly,
or something about earning your stripes.
That brought back memories right there.
That's fine.
You're so childish. Yo, like, I swear, I can't. Well, what are your guys' five cereals?
Top five.
I don't eat cereal like that. I ain't a big cereal dude.
Wow. Crickets.
Nah, like, y'all eat all this, like, sugary shit.
Hold on, don't get me wrong. You gotta, like, balance it out.
I just said I eat Cheerios.
I eat Wheaties sometimes.
No, just, like, bust it
off. He really does eat Wheaties.
I got a box at home, serious.
Yesterday. I've never in my life
eaten Wheaties. Them boxes are so fire. It's like a new athlete on every box.
Is it, like, are they seriously, like, do they really make you, like, stronger? Or is that...
It's just whole wheat. That's all it is. No sugar.
Dude, cereal making you stronger?
I think you're really hating on cereal today. Like,
nah, dude, I love cereal. Like, I'd eat cereal, but, like, very specific kinds.
Okay.
Like, what?
Nah.
That's what we've been asking.
Nah, there's some, like, peach and raspberry, like, Special K thing. Dude.
What?
I know. Dude, that's, like, an old person, like, Special cereal. K? Honestly, it hits different.
No, it doesn't.
It hit, dude.
The ones with the chocolate and strawberries do hit different. I'm not gonna lie. Them jokes slap.
I've heard of it, but I never had Special K.
Those don't slap.
I gotta bring in,
but
like,
peach and strawberry?
Peach? No. Peach and raspberry.
Well, that's even
like,
worse.
No, those are, like, my two favorite fruits.
Peach and raspberry.
Peach and raspberries. Nah, people will, like, mix those in, like, Snapple. Peach,
oh, that's Snapple is fire.
That thing
that's
together,
Snapple
right?
Is fire.
Best one. Easy.
That's very true.
Best one.
I can get behind that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I can get behind that one.
But,
I agree.
Like, raspberry and peach, nah. Not honestly, cereal. I've been on it today. You guys just aren't seeing it. You don't see the vision.
Obviously, we don't.
Special K.
Put your glasses on.
So, are we still on cereal or are we moving on?
Are we going back to Kanye? Country
where did you even come up with top five cereal?
I didn't get to finish. I was waiting to finish. Y'all,
oh,
y'all was
you're
over
talking
there.
About the cereal boxes. Travis Scott.
Yeah, oh, Travis Scott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no one like mentioned Reese's Puffs. Let's get back to that.
I didn't get to finish my list. I said,
oh,
Lucky Charms.
She's got
Lucky Charms. Reese's Puffs.
Oh.
Wheaties.
You really like Wheaties?
Yes, bro. Gotta eat it fast, though. Because it gets nasty after
it. Yeah, it gets soggy.
No, it's just nasty. There's no flavor. But you got Frosted Flakes, too. And then the last one.
That's what I've been saying, but.
The last one. Captain Crunch. Yeah. All
right, but if you're going for flavor, are you really putting bananas in?
Yes.
Like, I feel like those aren't flavorful.
Oh, my gosh. Leave.
Not all the time.
Get out.
Not, dude.
That's because you're eating your bananas wrong. Okay, word of advice. You get
yo,
bananas.
For eating
get
bananas.
Them when get them when they're green, yo. Get them when they're green so that they can, like, get riper and riper as you go. And eat them when they're, like, when they get a little brown.
No. That's
when they're sweetest.
No.
I swear that's when they're
no,
sweetest.
No, dude.
I don't want a sweet banana.
I want,
I want
like,
a regular,
mushy-ass banana.
I want a regular
it's not
banana.
Gonna be mushy. It's
yes,
just
dude.
Sweeter.
Like, I'll eat bananas
oh
with,
God.
Like, peanut butter, right?
You like the hard, tasteless banana?
No, dude.
Yes, because that's exactly what you're getting when you eat the green ones or the ones that are just all yellow. That's exactly what you're getting.
No.
If there's no brown on your banana, it's not sweet. I wanted to put my life on that, yo. I'm willing to put my life on that. Yes. I eat bananas all the time. They're like my favorite food.
They give us the yellow ones to school. I don't see the problem.
They're not sweet.
I don't want a sweet banana. I want a regular banana.
You want a sweet banana if you're making, like, banana bread or, like, a
no,
smoothie.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You want the one that's overripe.
Yeah.
The ones that's, like, super brown.
The super
brown ones. But I'm saying that when there's, like, little specks of brown on them, that's when they're, like, peak, like, yo, I just want a banana. That's when you get a banana. You do not eat bananas when they're just straight yellow. You make banana bread when they're all the way ripe, when
yeah,
they're
exactly.
all the way brown.
When they're, like, brown all over.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
What are you arguing with?
You're talking about eating a banana.
I ain't about
plane.
To eat an all-brown banana.
I'm not doing
that.
It's
like, going
to fall apart in your hand.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm arguing. Saw sticky?
Nah, you don't want a mushy banana.
That's not what I'm
arguing. Nobody wants a banana to fall apart before you can.
Exactly. If I'm taking a knife and I'm putting peanut butter on my banana, I just said that those ones
are. You want a solid banana, you can chop up. If you can slice it up, it's a regular banana. If it falls apart in a knife, then it's not a banana.
It's not going to fall apart. That's what I'm saying.
Dude,
telling
I swear to God, half the time I eat a banana.
Yo, I swear to God, I'm buying bananas tomorrow. I swear to God, I'm buying bananas tomorrow.
All right.
Yo, like on Sunday, come Sunday, we're going to have a taste test, yo. I'm buying some tomorrow. And I'm going to let them, like, over time.
No.
I'm going to buy some.
You can keep those. You can keep them.
What?
You can keep them,
yeah,
bro.
Nah.
Oh, my God. I don't want them. And then I'm going to buy some Wednesday. And
buy some on Sunday.
And then I'm going to buy some on Sunday. And then I'm going to buy some on Sunday. And then I'm going to buy
eat the
some
ones
on
that
Sunday.
You buy on Sunday. You can have the
no,
other ones.
No, no, no. No,
we might as well do that, like, banana Sprite challenge, you know? Like,
oh, that's disgusting.
Honestly, I'm down for that.
That's so dumb.
Wait, what does it do? Like, what does that actually do?
Something about the chemicals in it forces you to toss up.
No.
Why you like would you three want bananas? Honestly, it's a lifestyle.
It's a what?
It's a lifestyle.
Okay. Go to sleep.
Kind of like cinnamon.
I feel like you'd be the type of person to try that cinnamon challenge.
I do try cinnamon challenge.
Exactly, you dumbass. I wouldn't do that.
I almost died. Yeah. No, I literally had a heart, like, asthma attack. Also be like... I almost died. That's not funny, though. That's not funny. Okay. Okay.
You're lucky.
Wait, what were you going to gain? What were you going
to
gain?
In my defense... My sister told me to eat it, and I had no idea what the challenge was before I ate it. So
you couldn't look at the spoon to be like, oh, that's cinnamon.
Nah, y'all know about that, like, saltine challenge, though.
Nobody knew about the cinnamon challenge. Nobody knew about the cinnamon challenge before it, like, came out as a cinnamon challenge. So my sister was like, oh, yeah, just try the cinnamon. She was making something. She was like, oh, yeah, try the cinnamon. I tried the cinnamon.
You literally took a spoonful of cinnamon.
It was a little less than a spoonful. But it's still, like, you can't eat cinnamon by itself. Like, literally, it's just too dry. But that's my whole point. Like, no, it's not my whole point. I don't know what I'm arguing. I don't know where this is coming
really
from.
Jordan really had to defend himself.
He's like, random stuff at me.
You talking about the cinnamon challenge and why you ate it. Because your sister gave it to you. Because
I didn't know. Did you know about the cinnamon challenge before it became the cinnamon challenge? Don't lie.
No. I didn't even think about eating cinnamon challenge.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't think about it. And so when she said, yo, Jordan, try the cinnamon,
but
I tried the cinnamon because I wasn't thinking about the challenge.
But you
know,
like, how
challenge.
Cinnamon tastes, right?
Yeah, it tastes good.
No, it doesn't. And big heaps of it on a spoon?
Yeah, nah.
But when would have you ever eaten cinnamon before
I'm just
on a spoon?
You.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
thank you. Yeah, let me scoop out, like, you know, eating cinnamon by the spoon.
You get a little whiff like.
So you wouldn't know how it's going to, you wouldn't know what it's going to taste like when it's all in one.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't know until you tried it. You wouldn't have known until the actual challenge came to be a challenge. You would not have known because nobody knew about it.
But think about it. Who else would have tried eating a Tide Pod until someone's like, oh, yeah, a Tide Pod challenge.
But a Tide Pod is not food.
Some people thought it was. You must have.
Oh, my
you,
God.
Yo. Why else were so many people
watching
it? Such an
ignorant conversation, yo, because now you're just arguing BS at this point. Cinnamon is, at the end of the day, it's something that you put in food. It's food.
It's a spice.
It's a spice. You can eat it. You just can't eat high amounts of it.
You can also eat a Tide Pod. Doesn't mean it's going to taste good.
That's an invalid argument.
I swear.
A Tide Pod? Are you kidding?
It's
you
not
can't
edible.
Compare a...
Wait, do you,
you
know about
put,
the Tide Pod challenge?
Yes. Are you going to put...
I don't know. Back in the country.
No, we don't do laundry in the country.
They're too busy trying to eat corn.
We wash our clothes in the river. No.
Wait, is that
yes,
true?
Yes, we know what time.
No!
Oh my gosh.
No, it's not true, Marcus.
I thought it was true.
I like this episode.
Like the little Raiders thing? That's it. I don't know. I've seen them before.
You know, plow the fields by horse. You don't carry around.
This is, you're so wrong, bro. Like, that's so mean.
I bet there is
I'd be offended. I'd be really offended.
Honestly, people need thick skin.
Back to the cinnamon thing.
You're not going to put a Tide Pod in a muffin.
Exactly.
But you might put cinnamon in a muffin.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know about
no,
you,
but really.
Seriously, though.
Next Sunday, Tide Pods in a
muffin. Okay, this is my argument. You eat Tide Pods knowing that thing can kill you. right? You eat a Tide Pod knowing that a Tide Pod can injure you or kill you or poison you.
Okay.
You do not eat cinnamon knowing that it can kill you.
That's why it was such a bad thing, because people went to the hospital.
But nobody knew about it until after the whole...
Nobody knew Tide Pods.
He's right.
Oh my God. This is just going in circles.
Would you have eaten laundry... Would you eat laundry detergent right now?
No.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. Exactly.
Down a shot of laundry.
But if the cinnamon challenge never happened and I came here, I was like, yo, just try this little bit of cinnamon. You're gonna eat the cinnamon. You're gonna eat the cinnamon. That's my point. See, even Brian is nodding because you eat the cinnamon.
I'm not gonna eat cinnamon.
Because you don't know about it. You didn't know about it until the challenge happened.
Well, yeah, you don't think people were like, this poison don't taste bad until they died too.
Oh like, my God, yo.
I'm just saying.
You guys are being so ignorant right now. Like,
I think at this point they're just trying to get you.
You want a Tide Pod?
Jordan, I'll bring you a Tide Pod next week. Oh my
God. I'll eat the Tide Pod if you eat the bananas.
You know what? I don't know if it's still worth it. Even there. Like a mushy banana.
It's not going to be mushy, dude.
That's like
it's
a gag nasty thing right there.
It's like a mushy texture thing. You just like...
Yes, dude. Honestly.
Brian, do you know what I'm talking about? Thank you. Oh my God, you guys are so ignorant. I'm done talking about this with y'all. Like, no, because yeah, you guys are just doing this to get at me, and it's working. It's really pissing me off so much.
Just gaslighting.
Oh my God. I'm sweating. I
you're trying to sweat that sickness away, but we got you.
Yo, I was gonna go in the sauna today, but it'd be
old.
Are
we talking about that in the car?
Old dudes in there. Every time I go into the sauna, it's like mad naked old dudes. And
they don't care. They just
the old people.
You know, like spread eagle.
Old people have the best. What's the word I'm looking for? Old people. I would say it's confidence. I'd say old people don't care.
Yeah.
They do not care at all. Like you go into the locker room at the gym, yo, it's like 30 old guys just getting undressed in front of each other.
You know, Christopher right up there. You know, propping a leg up.
And the thing is, they try hard. Like, oh
letting
my God.
Letting the boys breathe.
The other day, I almost punched an old guy in the face, yo.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It was the day that me and you went to the gym. And I needed to go to the bathroom. Oh. And the bathroom was like, it's the locker room and then the bathroom.
You gotta walk,
instead of the bathroom.
You gotta walk through the locker room.
And so you have
bathroom.
To walk through the locker room. This dude, like, he tried to get past me. And I, like, swore it up. And I'm like, yo, move, dude. Look at me. That shit made me so mad. I'm like,
did you wash your hands afterwards?
What, you were afraid of his balls?
No. I didn't wash my hands, Marcus.
What?
I'm talking like after you walk past the old boy. That's nasty.
Yes, I wash my hands, Marcus.
After I pissed.
Like,
nah, dude, I didn't even wash my hands.
Nah, because I'm telling y'all, bro, at 58, bro.
What? Nobody washes their hands.
It's disgusting.
I would literally watch. I'm not going to say what kids those are.
I got a lot of names.
You know what kids those are.
I ain't going to say no names,
it
but I just know.
30 of them dudes in the
no, you're not slapping those boys up.
Just chilling, just because.
They just in the bathroom, just hangout spot, just in the bathroom chilling. They might be in the same stall, you don't even know. But you just in there chilling. And then.
I swear it would be like 30 of them in there, yo. We know who they are. 58 kids, you know what kids those
wash
are.
Wash your hands, man. That's dirty.
I hope. We need to get this into classrooms. Peretta Baker, I need to hit Peretta up. She gonna make this one of the lessons.
Make 58.
Wash your hands. Hand washing. 101. That's what
yeah, yo. Like that junk is disgusting. It'll be like, I swear, it's like 50 of them.
That's how everybody gets sick.
And then you walk in there and they all just like turn your way, and then you gotta like back out of the bathroom because it's like, dude, just go pee and get out.
No, it's kind of like an intimidating factor when you walk in and see like 10 people just in the wall just looking at you.
What's even more scary? So when you're taking a leak at the urinal, right? And some kid kicks the door open like, bah! Like, run away from one of the security guards. Like,
they do that too. They do that too. Speaking of bathrooms, I just wanted to mention the untold rule of male bathrooms. Wait, we all know the untold rule.
I don't know the untold rule.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about all the guys. I'm sorry. At 58, there are two urinals.
Oh, yes, two.
You gotta
wait.
Three urinals.
You gotta wait.
Okay?
Or, you know, a divider.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
You can't.
No, it's
not
too,
even,
they
not
too
even
close
when
together.
Not, it's three apart when there's no divider. It's two apart when there is a divider.
Okay. I wouldn't even go if there was a divider.
Bro, you don't even...
Not divider. No, divider. Divider's...
What, you think some guy's dude's gonna hang over the divider?
Look at Anna's face right now, bro. She is so confused. Wait, do you get it? Or
I don't know. Is there, like, an unspoken rule for, like, women's bathrooms? Like, you sit,
you
like...
You can't sit next to the stall.
That's what the stalls are. Stalls apart. What are you talking about? Okay, so the rule is for guys, like... You never go to the next urinal of another guy.
If, like, someone's right there.
Yeah, like, oh, if there's yeah.
Matt, so what do you do when an old dude pulls up to the stall next to you and you're in there first? You're like, and, like, hobble over to the one away? Nah, dude, you're like...
You just gotta be like, hey. That's a great question. What please, that's so weird. Please text me, DM me, and comment on, like, whoever's
what
listening.
What would you
please,
do?
What yeah, would you like, do? I'd love to know.
What if it was, what like, your do? Principal or something?
Oh,
that's just
Yo,
y'all remember Doc? Ooh,
don't say no names. You can't say no names.
Yeah.
Now, what about when they have a conversation with you?
So how you doing?
I hate that. Stop talking.
This makes me very uncomfortable because what? Like
you don't have gal pal chats?
No.
If I'm in the bathroom, I don't really want to be talking to someone. Right, and like, unless I need, like, toilet paper
like,
or something.
Older
like,
guys, they'll just have their dong on. They'll just, like,
hey, have a
conversation with you.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He's like,
how you doing?
He's going, like, I'm pretty good. How you doing?
You know one of you is, like, sweating because you're like, nah, don't look. Don't look. It's like a Mexican standoff.
Wait, whoa.
Nah, dude.
You're not just going to skip over this. Like, you didn't just say, you be tempted to
look. Nah, dude, I ain't tempted to look. I'm like, why?
Right?
Nah, because you know a conversation gets hella awkward when some dude's like, like even like if it's a
who's
quick
doing
like,
that with like
old, like anybody. Dude,
so this has happened to you. So we don't need.
I swear to God.
You're disgusting.
I ain't been looking at other people's stuff.
That's what I heard, yo.
You just see someone peep down, you're like,
That's what I heard.
Like, all right then.
Today was
zip my fly
very,
up and walk out.
That's crazy.
Very ignorant conversation. Very different from what we usually do, guys. I hope you enjoy this episode because I've been enjoying it very much. You know, like,
who's talking about urinals and dividers?
No, not that.
Before
we got
to
the
back
dirty,
to this, Marcus.
No, we're not going back.
Nah,
to
you
that,
know
no.
like those state parks. No. That just no. have one big tub that
you gotta go sit next to you.
Exactly,
just like,
you gotta stand next to someone. This thing's like so big that you can't miss it.
You can't miss, and then just people just standing right next to you, just like.
Nah, you'll see
that's
like
disgusting.
Guys on
I
is that,
heard
it was that Pathfinder,
like baseball
that
games
big
too.
Long tube. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
That Pathfinder, the urinal.
The urinal, not urinals.
It's by the sink. You gotta go down the steps. It's right there.
It's by the sink.
Never mind. You haven't been in a long time. But just know. It's just like what he's talking about.
It's one,
like
tub.
One giant tub container, and then it's just like
oh,
it all drains out.
That's not by the sink.
Yes, it is. Down
was,
the steps by the
I
sink.
I was thinking as if it was like right next to the
no,
sink.
No, I said
some
down the steps.
Junk, you know? Like,
that's disgusting.
Can we go back to like a productive conversation? This is really nasty.
Honestly,
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Anna's very uncomfortable.
I just can't relate. I don't. I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
What, you don't have unspoken girl rules?
Girl code?
Not really.
What are some
powder?
You gotta put us on.
Not bathroom stuff.
But like just in general.
What are some
girl code?
Girl codes though.
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it got deep.
Kristen? Can you
Kristen
help?
Phone a friend.
What are some untold girl rules that like you just know? What are some untold guy rules that aren't
yeah.
like bathroom?
This is a bunch.
You say there's a bunch of you're thinking.
I gotta think because this is a lot. First one is
That's a tough question.
That's a great question, yo. Yo, this week that's what we gotta think about so we can bring it to the next episode.
Wait, yeah, can we do this at a different episode?
Yeah.
We could talk
dope.
About that. I gotta think
unspoken
about it.
Girl code versus guy code. That could be the title of it. Or just guy code and girl code. Whatever one you wanna do. Because you gave me look like you just like
Marcus said the fuck himself.
Well,
it just got so quiet.
Because your face is just like
he like, started off strong, he's just like, yeah, we can
do whatever you
could,
want.
It's up to you.
You know, maybe.
It's okay, Marcus.
I guess.
You talked way more this episode.
But I always talk.
You know,
you
should get you
talk.
Like a gold star for like participation.
I'm gonna go home.
How you gonna get home?
I'll walk.
Actually, I'm not gonna ask you that because you really will walk home.
You think it's a game?
You want a button? A yellow button?
A button.
You're not taking a button.
Nah, it could be like for this episode only. You know, give Marcus a button whenever he talks.
That could be a title. Gold star.
Yellow. Why are you thinking?
Yeah, Marcus is really trying hard.
I'm just saying, I like thinking of titles in advance because, like, yeah, it's like a big commotion when we got to think of a title.
I don't think it's a big commotion.
It's kind of fun, though, thinking of titles, though, as people talk. You're like, oh, what did they say? What did he say?
So this is why you don't be talking, because you be thinking of titles?
Sometimes. I don't know. Like, for future episodes, like, what are we talking about next episode? Like, I don't know, like, tables, phones.
I like how we just got to this. Like, right, for this podcast today, we're just like, you know what? We're just going to, like, go from there.
Yeah, I like this a lot, too.
You don't talk about...
No.
Next episode. Like,
nah, right now. What do you want to
like
talk about?
Like, test taking strategies. Because, like, I recently took my SAT, and there's just, like, I looked all around the room, and there's, like, people's legs are shaking. People are
I always
hunched
shake
over.
Legs,
people are
I'm like, shaking my legs now.
No, I asked you, are you nervous, or, like, is that just a natural habit?
That's just a natural thing that I do.
That's crazy. But anyways, back to the SAT thing. People are, like, people's legs are shaking. People, they're twitching their thumbs. Their pencils are falling on the floor constantly. And in my head, I'm just like, are these, like, coping mechanisms to, like, deal with nervousness? Or
my nose
just,
runs
like,
every time I take a, like, really serious test.
After that line of cocaine you just took.
That's funny. That's not funny. People are really struggling with drugs.
Well, you talk about every test?
My mom has that too.
What?
Yeah, she said when she used to... Well, I asked her one day. I was like, Mom, what was something that you used to do when you took tests? Like, what was like... Yeah, she was like, yeah, my nose used to run. I was like... And I only asked her that because my nose was running that day. And I was like, oh...
So after the test is over, does it just stop running?
It'll run for like 5-10 minutes after, but then it'll stop for the rest of the day. Yeah.
I've never
my
had
nose
that
runs.
Before. So it's really so it's triggered by any test that you take.
Yeah, I remember because a lot of, like, somebody told me to shut up. They're just like, yo, like, get a tissue. Like,
have you, like, did you try, like, blowing it?
Yeah.
Are you still running?
Wait, blow? Oh.
Yes. The nose.
I was like, blow on it. I'm like, what? Don't mind me.
Is that a first aid kit?
Yeah, bro.
I respect it, bro.
What I happened? Get hurt all the time. Best be prepared.
I respect that. We should all carry around.
I had one.
Let's get back to SATs. So, have you gotten your grades back?
Not for the one I just took.
When did you take it? November?
It was like last
week. No, not November.
November.
Sorry.
October. Sorry. It was on the 16th.
The sign up was for November that I was trying to get to, so that's why I said November. But when did you take yours?
The 16th. We took it at school. That was new this year, and it was free.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's weird. Because I was wondering about that. I forgot to ask you about it. But usually they get like... Wow. They don't even do it during our school. I mean, at our school.
But this year, it was like an addition to PSAT day. They were just like, we're just going to offer it to them for free.
That's awesome.
That's dope.
It was kind of lit.
Wish they did that for us.
I felt good about it, too.
I got to pay to take mine over.
I ever took one. Like, I took a bunch of practice ones, but... I ain't taking the ACT either. Stressful.
Oh, ACT? There's only one person I know took the ACT. Amari. That's it.
Wow. Loner. Weird.
Don't call her weird. She's going to listen to this. Yep. I hope she on your ass, yo. She going to dog you. But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't get as high as I wanted to because I stopped paying attention to class. So I got to take that junk over again, which is really sad. I think didn't I talk about this last episode? How, like, I didn't have my mind right. I didn't have my time right.
Yeah, you said that about, like, school, like,
yeah,
something that you just run into.
I'm telling you, yo, that junk affects everything. It affects everything, yo. So just, like, pay attention. You got to be there, so you might as well just, like,
I think you're playing footsies.
What?
You're mad weird.
Somebody was running on the floor like this.
Yeah, someone was riding their foot on the floor.
Somebody was running. I don't know who it was.
Oh, that was you?
Y'all looked at me.
It's just like you tapping your foot. I was just like...
See, it's a nervous habit. I'm telling you, bro.
But I'm not nervous.
What's she nervous for?
I just like move all the time.
It's because you here.
I'm going to head out.
Yeah, but... I thought that was Ethan. We was ready to dog Ethan.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no. I was doing it first, and then Ethan was like...
So it was Ethan.
So yeah, go ahead. Attack him.
Wow. Wonderful world we live in.
Can we go back to Kanye? Because we have not... like, every time I bring up Kanye, you guys want to, like, skip off, yo. Anyhow, we were talking about Kanye earlier. And...
Wow.
Okay.
Brian brought up a great point. We were talking about how... I don't know. It was a very... like, in the moment kind of conversation, so I don't really remember everything that we...
Kanye's
like,
not mentally ill. Kanye's mentally ill. Nah, what?
Okay.
Then he looked it up, and...
Yeah.
He's actually...
He is a mentally ill. I was defending Kanye a lot. Sure. But there's a reason why I defend Kanye a lot. So, let's start from the beginning, and then we'll just, like, go towards the end of what I was talking about. What was I saying? Oh, that's literally what I was saying. I was saying that he wasn't crazy. I was saying that he knew everything that he was doing. And part of me still believes that. I feel like Kanye... Well, no. The fact that he has bipolar kind of, like... Maybe sometimes he does know exactly what he's doing. But then, like, other times he's just, like...
Can't control
it. On the type of energy... Yeah, exactly. Where he can't control what comes out of his mouth and all that stuff. Because we know now that he is crazy. And he does have mental illness. But I don't know. I've been listening to Kanye for so long, and he's always been, you know, like a real big idol for me, that like it's really easy for me to, you know, go and defend him when, you know, people are just like, yo, F Kanye, you know, like he's so stupid. I feel like Kanye is really like, he is really knowledgeable. He's a genius in what he does. He makes great music, and anyone who says otherwise can at me. At me. At me, Ethan.
What? What?
What was so that?
Aggressive.
Clear my throat. What?
Who clears their throat anymore unless they have something to say?
Everybody.
Did you clear your throat?
I'm not sick, so I don't got to.
All right, then. He's not sick either.
You don't know that.
Anyway.
Barking on my tree.
And I don't know. Brian just made a good point. I can't really explain what he was explaining because, like... It's not me, you know.
Mike Brian.
I don't know. Somebody, yeah, whoever was arguing, yeah, here we go. All
right, I rarely do this. Get on a mic. But all I was saying was that if you make your good music and be awesome and be brilliant at it, but do not use your platform to promote injustice or hatred or racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was the point that he made. And I can agree with that completely. I do, like I said, I do defend him a lot. But then, like, I also see where he does go wrong. And I'm very open with saying, yeah, he is wrong. Like, I was saying earlier how the fact that he was talking about, what was that line he said? How slavery was a choice. That was definitely a wrong thing to say. But I feel like there's more to that statement than a lot of people... You know, I said, I mean, had, like, thought of it. And at the end of the day, it, like, wrong is wrong. Like, personally, if we're talking about, like, wrong being wrong, there was something that happened in our group, which we talked about last...
Oh, my God.
Last season. He does. Nobody knew it was you. Like, nobody knew it was you.
You looked at me when you said it. You were like, there's something wrong that happened last season.
The audience
will
see me look at you?
I don't know. They might.
Anyway.
I was recording.
Anyway.
He was about to say anywhere again.
We were talking, like, we knew what that person had done was wrong, but at the end of the day, we want to see where that wrong came from, what stemmed to make that wrong happen, and so that's what goes into my head a lot. Like, I'm, yo, why is Kanye crazy, and if, like, what's stemming, like, why is he supporting Trump, you know, why is he doing this, why is he doing that, and that's why I feel like it's hard for me to just, like, let go of the fact that, like, he's just some crazy person that doesn't know what he's doing. Because I feel like a lot of time he does know what he's saying. He's perfectly capable of understanding everything that's coming out of his mouth. But then I have to realize that there's certain points where with bipolar, he doesn't know what is going on. He doesn't know what's he's yeah. like saying and all that stuff.
I think one thing I want to bring up as we're talking about not using your platform to promote all these terrible injustices. Specifically like rap, right? It
takes on this whole form of misogyny, right? Treating women poorly, and I don't know. I feel like it's washed over quite easily, right? So, like, the whole fact of, like, Kanye saying slavery was a choice, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody let that slide.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were, like, really up in arms about it. But then there's people that are all like, oh, yeah, fuck bitches. Like, women don't mean shit, right? Like, in a ton of, like, rap albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, like, all these music videos, right? Of all these rappers with, like, big ass, like, women, right? And they're just like, fine piece of ass, but, like... That's it, right? That's it. No, I'm just saying, like...
Why do you always have to add in this other stuff?
What do you mean?
Keep going, keep going.
Nah, but I'm just trying to say, like...
No, I see what you're saying. Go ahead, yeah.
Like, why is that washed over? Like, why do you believe that?
That's a great question. Well, I feel like I know why that's washed over. Because so many years, we all know that women... Even today, women aren't treated... as good as men are. At the end of the day, that's just how it is. And so, as we grow up and we hear more musicians speak about it, that's just
right,
how
it becomes, like, a normality.
Yeah, exactly. It's so normal to hear, oh yeah, you know, like you said, F females, you know, all that kind of thing.
Wow, you were saying any whore, but what's that?
You know, that's something I've been saying for years, yo. And it's because I heard it from, like, a Vine video. And so, like, all my friends can attest to me saying that for years, but...
A trendy man.
Whores can be men, too, so... But, yeah, just to keep going, like, it's just a normality for females to be looked down upon. And so it's so easy for a male to be like, yo, F this female. I'm going to have her in my video. She's not going to rap or anything, but she's going to be there because she stands for more of an item than a person, you know. Wow. I have this, you know. I have diamonds. I have money. I have females.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's more of an item kind of thing. And I feel like... a lot of these rappers, and I'm not being funny when I say this at all. A lot of rappers are ugly, right? A lot of rappers, like, I'm being so serious. A lot of rappers are ugly.
Yeah.
Before they get famous, they are not getting these females. And so they're telling the story of how, like, yo, when I wasn't rich, when I wasn't famous, I didn't have this. And now I have this. You know what I'm saying? And so it's more of, like, an item thing. Now I have this. Because I have money, because I have fame, and yeah, I feel like...
I'm sure Billy Joel talks about this a lot.
Oh, yeah, in every song.
Oh, he does?
God,
no.
See,
I'm really good at sarcasm.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was gonna say, that was, like, a horrible face to have if you were being sarcastic, because she looks so serious about it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But, yeah, like, that's just... I feel like it's an ownership type of thing. And while we're still talking about the whole, like, using your platform for, you know, racial injustice and, you know, negative, like, outlook and everything, we talked about this last season as well on the influencer episode. Anyone can be an influencer. Anybody can have this impact on somebody. You're so corny, yo. Anybody can have an impact on somebody else in some way. And I feel like it is very productive to be, you know, some hip artist, some basketball player, some football player, to say, yo, this is wrong, or this is the way I feel about this, you know? And I agree with Brian on the fact that Kanye is using his platform to, you know, say wrong things, but... the only way we can switch him over to our side is to hear where his side is, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the whole reason we have conversation nowadays is to hear what you have to say and then rebuttal it, you know, and teach you what I know. So I feel like it's a bad thing that Kanye is coming out and saying, yo, I support Trump about this. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Round two.
This is where I think... celebrity influence can be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this idea that, you know, bad publicity is still publicity, and celebrities know that. And mm-hmm. that's a problem, because we're still going to buy their stuff. We're not going to have a conversation with them. Celebrity influence needs to be a positive thing, because we're supporting them still. Yeah. And if we're going to continue,
that is so true.
And Yeezys.
If we're going to continue to support, and so I think the only way to say this is not okay is not to have a conversation. It's to stop supporting them.
Mm. Boycott.
That's
or you know
great point.
We could always brainwash Kanye.
What if Adidas just like cut him off?
They wouldn't. They're making way too much money off Kanye to cut him off.
I don't know. Pharrell, human races is hot too.
Yeah, but they're making just as much. Like, if you're making millions off Kanye and millions off Pharrell, they're going to just keep both. But yeah, that's a great point. I did not think about that at all.
Brainwashing Kanye?
No.
No.
What Brian had said about, like, yeah, it's very true. I did not think about not that. But, like, yeah. The artist. When am I going to be like, yo, Kanye, you're wrong? You know what I'm saying? When is some regular person going to be like, yo, that's messed up? When is some random person going to be like, yo, let's have a conversation about this?
Right, and he has no incentive to have that conversation because he's making money off of it, whether it's good or bad. So there's no incentive to even have the conversation.
Yeah.
But even, like, people who also make these, like, huge decisions, right? Like, the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, right?
That sounds so familiar.
Was that the SAT thing?
The what?
Never mind.
Did you get Oval Office?
Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was impeached for
this. Oh, yeah. The cheating thing?
Right. She sucked his dick. Now,
yo, dude! PG-13!
You're just like, well, there was something that happened in the Oval Office.
You could have said that way better.
What?
They had sex. Like, you literally could have left
I'm it still at confused. This was on Saturday Night Live last night. Like,
oh, it was?
And
was
sudden, it? Suddenly we have a president who, we're completely fine with that. He can be as ridiculous and disgusting as he wants and to be. And cheat on his wife, multiple wives.
Yeah, we also still supported, like, Bill Clinton. Like, this guy showed up at, like, Hillary rallies as, like, yeah, we're family still. Like, honestly, your husband cheats on you? Get a ticket. Yeah, peace out.
Yeah.
Say, bye, bitch. Like, I'm outie.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks even worse that you, like, stay with them and allow this just because, like, both of you are high-functioning, like, powerful politicians that work stronger together than, like...
You know why we support people...
Who do bad
like
things.
Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, because at the end of the day, these white are more males. Well, mostly Punk every president. Well, every president was a white male except for Barack. Obama. Yeah, so yeah. But no, the reason why I support people like Trump is because Trump is a businessman. Trump is not a politician. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at somebody like this, everybody's like, yo, he's different from all these other politicians. He's not going to be
like
these other...
He's going to take our debt
he's
away.
He's going to bring change, you know? The whole idea on him was, let's make America great again. Let's bring change. And he hasn't done that. Well, he hasn't done that for the good. And so when people voted for him, they thought that he was going to bring that outside outlook. That's even why black people voted for Obama, if we're being honest. You know, he's black. He's gonna bring something for the black community that we haven't had before.
Yeah.
That's the idea on Trump. He's going to bring something that politicians don't usually bring. And so that's why people voted for him, and he hasn't come through.
Financially.
How many times has he said something about the wall that hasn't been built?
We also need to remember, though, that making any sort of comparison is crazy, because not only is Trump not even a businessman, he was just given a bunch of money by his father.
His father.
And
small loan of $1 million, my ass.
Yeah.
Well, I started with a small loan of a million.
But he's a con artist, and we've never been conned like this in this country by a president. So
they actually got the power. He's like, oh, what do I do with this?
Shout out, not Family Guy. Shout out Simpsons. Predicted. We could have avoided this years ago if we just.
That's crazy. Simpsons have predicted everything that's happened in this country.
You know, not I really love the fact that Brian has jumped into this conversation. I really do. We've changed it up tonight. But, yeah, I just feel like that's the whole structure of politics. You know, everybody wants somebody different. And that's not just politics. That's just life in general. When you hurt, every time, and this is just an example that I just thought of off the top of my head. Every time you think of, like, prom, right? Everybody's like, yo, I'm not wearing this color because I want to be different.
But then they end up.
But then everybody ends
everyone
up being.
Everyone looks like a rainbow.
Everybody ends up being different wearing the same color because they thought everyone else was going to wear that color. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be different.
And this is why Trump is our president, and it's because less than 33% of eligible voters voted for this guy, and he's our president. Why do we allow minority rule in this country? Why? Part of it is because people don't vote. They're not registered, and they don't bother to vote. Mm-hmm. And part of it is because we have a racist system that is our electoral college that was only put in place to maintain racism. Yeah. I think that's a whole nother podcast, but...
Yeah. Wow. That's obviously something that we'd need to do research on, because I don't know much about politics. I'm just now getting into politics, seeing as though I just turned 18. I've not even registered to vote yet, which is kind of sad. I've had more than enough time to... But it's all a process, and Brian's definitely right about more people coming out and, you know, voting, because, like, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. We need people to be knowledgeable on what's going on in our politics so that we can not have someone like Trump again, you know? Yeah, like, it's ridiculous.
Don't let me near the mic.
Any other questions? That was a great question, by the way. I forgot what the question was, but what was it?
Why are we...
Oh, the female thing, yeah, right? Yeah. I think that reflects on a lot, too. Like, it's not just rap at the end of the day. You know, fun fact, Jaden Smith, he doesn't make music with people who... Well, maybe he has before, but now... Like, I remember it was something about, like, he doesn't make music with people... Who, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, degrade women.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, one day I was hearing this thing where he was, like, having an interview. He was, like, talking to somebody who he wanted to really make a song with. And he heard the verse and he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know, do this without you, like, taking that part out. And, yeah, I just hit myself in the face. But, yeah.
That's really awesome, dope. Though.
Yeah. Nah. But... I feel like nowadays there is an uprising of female artists. Megan Thee Stallion is fire. I don't care what nobody say. You will not be able to argue with me on this topic at all. Megan Thee Stallion. Rico Nasty.
Yep.
She's fire. I'm just going to put y'all on a mad, like, female artist. Young M.A., one of the best drill rappers out. Doja Cat.
Yes.
Doja Cat. She's a rapper. She makes really funny music, but she also makes really, you know, pretty good music. Stuff that's good to listen to. Rico Nasty. I listen to Rico Nasty when I'm trying to get lit. When I'm just not feeling good and I feel like smacking somebody, I listen to Smack a Bitch by Rico Nasty.
But hold on, bro. That song. What? Are there, like, any, like, female artists that, like, have, like, chill music?
Hold on. Back up. Not everybody knows this, but I'm the old guy. You said something when you're trying to get lit. When we said that, when we were in high school, that meant we were going out to do pot. Is this when you're trying to get lit?
No.
What does this mean?
Like fired lit, up, like, excited. Fired yeah, up, same I guess.
Thing. I do not delve in drugs. I do not do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, Ethan.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you looked at me. But, yeah, when I want to get lit, Rico Nasty's the one.
Don't look at me.
What other female artists are out there? We have plenty of female artists that are, like, coming up.
Her is fire. It's so...
If you ever want to listen to... Yeah, write that down. You should listen to her.
See, mine are, like, I don't know.
H dot... Weird. It's H dot E, e dot yeah. R. Yeah. She is fire. If you ever want to just vibe,
and it's not super aggressive. It's like real calm, real chill.
Yeah. What other female artists out there?
Summer Walker, I guess.
Summer Walker is a vibe, yo. Summer Walker, her last album called
I don't know.
That's sad. But
who is it? Willow.
Willow.
Jadenson?
Oh, she did just drop an album.
She just, like, dropped a new Willow. Album.
She did?
Yeah. It's called Willow.
I had no idea she still made music.
Well, nah,
no, she no like idea. Recently just had a big come up.
She like took a break for a long time.
You still have Lauryn Hill?
Oh, if you don't know Lauryn Hill, I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
If you don't know Lauryn Hill, do you know Lauryn Hill? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You should go to Lauryn Hill. Yeah.
Maybe I do. Here's the thing. I'm not good at, like, names. I listen to a lot of music.
Umi.
But, like, I don't always U-M-I. Know who, you know?
Bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you. See, I was thinking of, like, upcoming new artists, but now we got to bring it back. Beyonce is always a vibe.
That's true.
Missy Elliott. Oh, my God. Missy Elliott.
What? Who's that? Yes.
Have we talked about SZA?
SZA is a vibe, too.
Yeah.
What about SZA?
Oh, by the way, Summer Walker's album is called Last Day of Summer. That album was, like, one of my favorite albums of, like, all time. But she has a new one that came out this year, like, this month, I think.
Yeah,
this month. It's called Over It. So, y'all should go bump those.
She's over it. So, go bump it.
Have you guys... Okay.
Speaking of Summer Walker, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Nah, go for it.
But there was... Y'all know those, like, small table... I forgot what those are called, but there's this thing where artists go and people, like, play their music on, like, guitars and drums. Like, they play it, like... I don't know what that's called.
Acoustic?
They play it live?
Yeah, they play it... Yeah.
Like, covers?
Literally, I could have just said live. But, yeah, they play it live... And, like, the artist has to, like, sing over... They don't have to
sing. I think
sing,
I know what you're talking over about. It. It's like this...
And so, Summer Walker is already... Seen as though we've been talking about mental illness. Summer Walker has already talked about how she has anxiety, like, singing and speaking around, like, big crowds of people. She has, like, really hard time, like, you know, just being out in the open, right? And so, she was in the music thing. I don't know what it's called. I'll have it next episode. I just don't know what the whole thing is called, but and people were commenting on the video of it and saying how she should be more excited, she should be more this, oh, why is she like this, blah blah blah. Number one, at first I had no idea what people were talking about on why that was like a bad video.
Yeah,
you know, because like it sounded good. She was singing, she was like, she was sitting there, she looked kind of dead, which is what I think people were talking about, but her voice sounded like just as like good as it would at any other time, you know. And people fail to realize that I didn't watch these videos, but they said Lorde and Billie Eilish did the same thing that she was doing. Like, they sung, but they didn't put much like oomph into it. Like, they didn't show any real like quote unquote emotion.
I think,
and so nobody said anything to them. But now a lot of people are getting mad that they said something to Summer Walker, who's like had come out about having anxiety about doing this kind of thing out in the open. Honestly, go watch the video. I want to hear what y'all have to say about that whole thing, you know? Because are you looking it up? Was that what you were doing?
No, I was looking at Billie Eilish stuff because there's an interesting...
Oh, yeah, Billie Eilish. She's fire.
I know
fire.
Got that one.
No, but she also talked about anxiety as well in her art.
Yeah, but the thing about that is nobody said... Yeah.
Smoke.
Lorde is fire. I forgot about Lorde. Is that a group?
No, Lorde.
Lorde is just a girl?
I think so.
I thought it was a group.
I don't know. Okay, this is something I wanted to bring up. After looking at my music, right, and looking at other people's musics, right? Musics. Stupid. No, do you realize that, like, I feel like my playlists or my music albums and library is just full of male singers. Like, I don't know if it's just, I don't know if that's just me.
That's just you.
I feel you.
Really? Like, I don't know. I feel like each sex is gravitated more towards
their gender.
Rap has always been a male-dominated thing, though.
No, but I'm
talking about, like, music in general.
Well, just like music in general,
right?
You know, like,
it's
there's
so heavily,
like,
male.
I said, like, it's so heavily based. And I'm not saying like females haven't been making music for years. I'm just saying people have been focused on males for years.
Yeah.
And that's, like I said, not just in music, but that's in everything. People just focus on males. What we have to do is just start listening to females. Like, it's as easy as that. You know, it's as easy as that. Just start listening to more female artists. And we're giving you a list today of all these people. So I hope you've been writing them down. Who else do we got?
Her is fire. Just her is fire.
Who else? Did I say Rico? Yeah, I said Rico.
Let me think.
Selena Gomez. I don't bump her shit no more, but Ariana Grande is fire. I don't care what nobody say. Her album, I forgot what the name was, but Ariana Grande's album was fire. You got any female artists?
I mean, I listen to mostly like pop, okay. That type of thing.
Isn't that also heavily female dominated?
What's that girl? The British girl. And we got that fire, and we gonna burn hell of a something.
Huh?
Adele?
Yeah, I was gonna say Adele, Alicia Keys.
Oh, Sarah Alicia Borelli. Keys is a vibe, yo.
Yeah.
I respect that one.
You know Sarah Borelli?
Yeah.
I think so.
I like her music a lot.
What's that girl's name? Kelly Clarkson. I haven't heard her in years.
Same. That, yeah. I was gonna say that's like a
Katy Perry. Lady Gaga,
Taylor Swift.
My like childhood. Taylor Swift was like grew up with her.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Avanye loved Taylor Swift, and we used to dog him for it. It was so funny. But Taylor Swift, what's that one song where she was talking about that boy?
Pink. Also, yeah.
I was Pink? Just gonna say, Pink.
She's fire. She had a song with what's Just Give Me a Reason? Who was that guy?
Fun.
The dude from Fun, mm-hmm. But his name though.
That song was fire.
Hold on,
because Fun was a group.
Iggy Azalea, I think.
Nate Roos.
He's Roos. Fire. What's that girl, yo?
Oh, Camila Cabello.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
Her name. She's fire too.
Yo, I know y'all know this song though. I'm still thinking of this girl.
Huh?
Wait, say this song. Na, na,
na, na, na. They don't know what they heard.
I know what you're talking about.
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, her. Ellie Goulding. Yes. Yeah, she's fire.
I think.
Oh, that's a good song.
That is a great song.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like hear all these songs and then I like forget to like add them to playlists and stuff, and then I think about it again. And I'm like
adding them.
I don't care what I'm doing. If I think of a song on the spot, I'm looking it up.
Just mm-hmm. Shazam.
And I'm adding it.
Ooh. Huh?
Just Shazam.
Maroon 5. That's
that is group, fire.
I like them a lot.
Maroon 5 is fire. Ben loves Maroon 5, yo.
Nah, their old stuff was nice. Like
they
Sunday
come out
morning,
with new stuff.
Oh,
songs about Jane.
Sunday I like morning, Payphone.
Misery.
Payphone had Wiz Khalifa. I know that whole Wiz Khalifa part.
What was it? Shoot, there's some really.
I like Sex and Candy. That was a good song.
I like She Will Be Loved. That's
yes.
We talking about guys.
Shoot
though.
Love. That was fire.
Sunday morning.
Animals. Sugar.
Can we talk about Chance? My son has really been getting.
Man, that's seriously.
Recently.
17 years old.
What?
Songs About Jane, the album that we're talking about.
Wow.
It's crazy.
By who?
Maroon 5.
By Maroon 5.
Oh, I don't listen to him by album. I put him on shuffle.
You gotta bump the album.
I gotta bump the album, bet.
It's fire.
I can do that. I can do that. What are some other... I know more female artists than this.
Lizzo.
Wait, we didn't even talk about Cardi B.
Lizzo
though.
Is fire.
Cardi B
is
fire.
Thriving right now. If you haven't, go on Netflix and watch that new show with Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. where they're finding new artists in there.
Holy
shit,
like, that's T.I.? What has he been up to?
He got
He had a show.
Clothing company.
He is?
Yeah. Oh. It's called Hustle Gang.
I just remember him rapping like way, way back.
He's on features here and there.
Yeah, he's on a lot. He's on a few features here and there. He was on Dreamville's album.
Yeah.
Oh.
That song was fire.
The one with J.I.D.?
Yeah. He was on that album. So he's always been doing
it. He'd be on like, movies too.
He's always really like knowledgeable on stuff. So you know he out here making money regardless. Yeah. Like, you know, you got to stay rich out here. Lizzo, Anna mentioned Lizzo. She's thriving.
Up.
Yeah, she's
fire.
Blowing up right now. That one song, I don't know the name.
Oh, Rihanna?
Oh, whoa. I'm mad at her right now. I'm mad at her.
Why?
Because you know how many albums she's supposed to come out with in the past 5 years?
Patience is key.
No. Her
You were getting blueballed by Jesus is King as well.
Jesus is King. It's already out. We're done with that. We're not even going to get started on Yandy. I came over here.
Yandy.
And stayed up. Till like 3 a.m. with Ben, yo.
To be disappointed.
Waiting for Yandy to be released last year, yo. We were so mad. We didn't go to bed till like 4. We watched the SNL episode. They said that the album was supposed to release right after the SNL episode.
Damn.
And then it ended and they posted on something that they were still working on it. And this was at like, I don't know when SNL ends. But then
like
we waited.
11, 12.
We waited. And then they said that it wasn't releasing till the next day. And so we went to sleep. We woke up the next day and we waited for it again. And they was like, yo, this junk is not coming out. He said, like, we got to wait till... Kim posted that we got to wait till Thanksgiving. And so we ended up waiting till Thanksgiving. It didn't come out. And so we were just like, oh, no. He sold.
Be like that sometimes.
But Rihanna... Rihanna thriving too though. She got
her Auntie's still a good album.
Huh?
Auntie? Still fire.
I'm up everything by Rihanna. Did we forget about Nicki Minaj, yo? Old Nicki Minaj was fire, yo. I listened to her like once that's a month. Starship. Just so it's like just so it hits different, yo.
Pills and Potions. Like, bring me back. Did you guys like play Wii Dance?
Yes. No, not Wii Dance.
No, Just Dance. I played Just Dance.
Just Dance. Just Dance. Fire. That.
You know, we like... had to play that in health class. Like, she made us play it in health class.
That was a fire game.
That's a cool health class.
Yeah. Miss Krieger, she was so cool. I love Miss Krieger. Oh, my God. We're not going to talk about screen time class, yo. But Miss Krieger, if you're listening to this, I love you. I miss you. I wish you'd come back to 58.
Miss Krieger.
Miss Krieger? You don't, you never met her? Oh, my God. She was not only, like, the best health teacher, she was, like, the best teacher ever.
Wow. Best teacher ever?
Yes. Okay. There's no one that topped Miss Krieger.
Write it down. I just said, okay.
How much time we got on?
Best teacher ever. Wow.
This has been a great episode. I like it a lot.
We've been beating around the bush a little.
What bush? There's no bush.
What bush are you
There's no bush. Beating around the bush means, like, we've been avoiding something. Like, yeah, we've been off topic.
We've been dicking around a little.
Yeah, but we had no, like,
topic to guide us. That's true.
Yeah, we've just been...
It's a freestyle episode.
We're good. To be honest.
I like it.
I like it, too. We should do this more often, guys.
Walk in with no idea what we're going to talk about.
No, I had an idea on what we talked about. You know what we did?
Nobody listened
We talked about it. We talked about it.
Let's talk about Jesus is King. Yeah, I heard one song.
I heard one song. That was it.
Yeah, I ain't bummed.
By the way, Jesus
Who's Kanye?
I'm glad you all think this is funny.
It's hilarious.
I'm glad you guys think this is funny. Jesus is King was a good album. It was a good album.
I heard three songs.
I heard one song, and then I just was like, yeah.
So are you guys going to go home and bump it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If I don't know if I'm really going to... I don't know.
I got to hear tomorrow. Those three songs that were said to be really good.
I got to hear Sayla again, and that's it. Then I'm going to sleep. That song is pretty good.
So are you guys going to go home and bump it? Like, this is not funny. Like, I'm not laughing, yo. Like, this is a really... It was a good album.
Yeah, I go bump it. Had
like,
Joel?
It had like 11 songs. I was kind of... Took you like 3 years to come out with 11 songs. That junk kind of made me mad. Can we go back to Rihanna and Frank Ocean, who haven't released anything in so long?
Frank Ocean just dropped the song.
Yeah, I was gonna say Frank Ocean did just drop a song.
DHL.
That song slapped. You didn't like it?
It was alright.
It's not like his old stuff.
It's nothing like.
But it wasn't like, oh yeah, this song's.
It's nothing like Blonde Frank or Endless Frank.
I don't think anything will get better than Blonde Frank. I don't know. I'm willing to be surprised. A lot of people can't go over that top for me, but Post Malone's album, Stony, Blonde, and Last Day of Summer were like... Mm.
I think one of my like all-time favorite albums I've ever heard was Trilogy.
By Weeknd? That's top Dude, five, yo. That's fire.
I'm going with...
People be sleeping on Weeknd.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
That's fire.
No, but then again, he sucked on Starboy. I didn't like that. Okay. I had to do a huge argument with someone.
It was probably me. I like Starboy. I'm not saying it's his best album, but I like Starboy.
Nah.
It was very different. He was
Starboy was weird.
He told him that he told us that he was tapping more into his like African roots.
I didn't like Daft Punk. I thought that really bombed it.
The only song I didn't like on that album was Stargirl. The interlude. Cause I know you are a star girl.
No.
You don't remember?
Didn't bump.
I bumped it once and I was like, this is garbage.
Listen to Starboy, I didn't listen to the album.
There were a few songs that I saved. But nothing hits like Trilogy or Beauty Behind the Madness.
Beauty Behind the Madness is fire. Do you bump Weekend, Brian?
Sex, drugs, and sadness. That's all it is. And it's great.
Basically.
Weren't you just... Did you just dogging sex, drugs, and madness, or whatever you just said? You were just dogging.
You know, you really just... Wow. I'm in, like, a mental crisis right now.
Yeah, you were just
dogging. No, but it's not, like... I think it's his sadness.
That's not even the point that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the sex and the drugs.
You're right.
Anyway.
God.
I still think Starboy was like...
You really just got me all twisted and you're going to leave me like this?
I say Trilogy was like a 9. Beauty Behind the Madness was like an 8. Actually, I don't know. I think that was a 9.
I'd say Trilogy was a 10. I loved it.
I never rate albums. The only album that's a 10 for me is Blonde, because I like it that much.
Damn. Let me look how old
Views is a 10 for me.
Views?
Yeah.
Views was a 10?
Yeah.
It's not his best album.
Yeah, no. Don't forget. Trilogy came back in 2012.
You do?
Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Drake has... I feel like people say a lot about Drake getting better and better. I think he's getting worse.
What?
I think Drake is getting worse. I wasn't the biggest fan of Scorpion either.
Scorpion was horrible.
Well,
I also liked Drake when he was in his sad, like,
Drake's
women
sad.
Don't love me
Yeah, I'm telling you. Nothing Was the Same was my favorite album by Drake.
Let me check.
That was the one where it was the picture of him as a kid with the afro in the clouds.
Those were good.
That whole album was fire. There's not one song on that album that wasn't good.
I gotta see how
his oldest album where he has like the fist coming up. What was that one called? The one with like, I better find your loving.
Is that like,
hold on. I didn't like Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later. That's what it's called. I like that one. That was his like first.
That's his first album.
Yeah. That was a good
before
album.
That was like after
his my God. If you're reading this, it's too late.
A banger. Every song in there is fire.
That might have been a 10 for me for Drake.
Nothing Was the Same was a 10. Well, it's a 9.
What about...
Literally, The Jungle, dude.
Jungle hits different.
A legend, Energy.
I don't know who did it, but Energy is so dragged out to me,
bands,
I could not stand
yourself.
To listen to it.
Ooh, No Telling, Six God.
I bumped that in 7.
Six Man, I know Six Man,
six
word
man,
for
yep.
word.
I like Tasha C7.
The Buzzcut, Travis Scott.
No, that's a good song.
Mm. Company was such a vibe song, yo. We need to listen to Anna's music now, so we can talk about her.
Give us some songs, Anna.
Cause now
you know
she's
what?
Like,
that was also 2015. 2012 to 2015. That's peak music.
2012 to 2016.
Oh wow.
Cause didn't Lil Uzi come out with his album 2016?
That's some bad.
Yeah,
album
no,
slapped.
You're right. You're
that
right.
album slapped, yo. Lil
and
Uzi
X,
versus the world.
X dropped his too.
He did?
That's when he dropped all those snippets and like all those singles and stuff.
You know, honestly, X did not get the appreciation he deserves. I'm sorry, but he did not.
I liked him later.
RPX.
Yeah. Sadness. I liked his sad stuff first, but then I learned, like
man.
I said, I've been open to more music, so I learned to appreciate the music that he was coming out with before.
Bad Vibes Forever.
All these, like, when, like, artists are down in the dump, that's when they make bomb-ass music. Or maybe it's just me. Like,
yeah, like, Bryson Tiller came out with his best album when he was heartbroken. Now he back with his girl and don't want to make no music. He's on a list. He's on my...
He's
list
the top
two.
One, too.
He's on my list, too. Him, Rihanna, and Frank Ocean have been...
Childish Gambino. That... I don't...
Awaken My Love.
He is so, like... Versatile. What's the word? Yeah, versatile.
Versatile. This man just...
He can do
anything,
yo. He can rap.
The switch
he
up?
He can sing. He can act. He can... I bet he can paint.
He probably can paint.
I bet he can paint.
I don't know. I'm conflicted. I like all of them a lot. But I'm definitely more of a camper of Because the Internet fan. 2011, 2015, let me say, in that time period. Awaken My Love was good.
That's the other guys. Or
holy shit. It's been 3 years since Awaken My Love came out.
I didn't really like Awaken My Love.
That was one with Red Bull.
What I'm saying is this man needs to put out more music. And I'm kind
of... He puts out singles. He's not really focused on music
I think
anymore.
Breaks are good.
No, and I hate it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he said that he wasn't coming out with music anymore.
No, he's not. And it really upsets me. But I'm kind of hoping he's wrong.
By the way, his show, Atlanta, is
Atlanta,
on.
Yes.
That's a good show. It's funny. It's funny. Paper Boy.
Paper Boy.
I hope you don't know that song. I hope you don't know that song.
No, but it's funny because of, like, all the white people are like, oh, yeah, you're a paper boy. I'm like, wow, this really is white people. Like, they see some rapper and they're
Did
like...
Did you see the Justin Bieber part? This is off task. But, yeah.
That rainbow-tiled piano. Love that episode.
Oh, I have not gotten there so far, so...
Oh, my God, it's the best one.
Yeah. Marcus, you got anything else to say before we wrap it up?
No.
You sure?
I'm good.
Any more top fives?
Top fives or what?
That's what we asking you.
Yeah. You got any more top fives you want to bring up?
Top five albums, go. Everybody has answered
this
question.
I bet I could do this.
Andy, you go first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that way I can...
Okay, wait, listen. I have songs. I don't really do albums.
All right, top right, five I'm on songs.
The same boat.
Oh, that's so tricky.
Ooh.
Brian asked me this
my phone's
a
dead.
Long time ago, and I just like a lot of
you
songs.
Caught her, Brian.
Yeah.
Hooked them again. All
right.
I'm hungry. Like, I just realized I did not go get food. Yo, me and Avian wrote a poem the other day.
That was fire.
Chuck was fire. If you, just wait for it, guys. Me and my group, we finna get crazy.
We're making an album.
We finna make a whole mixtape. Mixtape, yo, we not getting signed.
Making an album.
We making a mixtape.
We're
not
album.
Get, go ahead.
A lot of these albums.
I'm making a list, Anna.
All right, what do you want me to get?
Huh?
Just like some of my favorite songs.
Yeah. Everything, all
okay.
time.
Ooh. Lo Mismo. It's in French and Spanish.
Send this whole thing to
me. Lo Mismo.
Mm-hmm. I can write this down too if y'all want to.
Anything by Alvaro Soler.
Okay, hold on.
He's a Spanish singer.
Anything or everything?
Anything. Well, no. Just like any down. Songs by him.
Oh.
That's not
okay,
the name.
Okay, what is his name?
Alvaro.
Alvaro.
Soler.
Soler.
Oh. Alvaro.
He backed out the notebook.
I got to write down my top fives because I don't know them all.
That's like a fresh notebook.
George Ezra. Look him up.
George Ezra.
Look up Budapest and Shotgun.
Okay, you're going really fast.
Sorry.
George Ezra. Those are his songs?
Those are two of his songs. Shotgun and Budapest.
Budapest.
Okay, so a lot of these are like, also like, I really like them because they're like correlated with good memories, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. Look up Dean Lewis. D-E-A-N.
He sounds familiar.
I love his voice.
If you like voices, then you should bump...
If you like voices.
No, like, if you like, you know, like, really good voices. What's that dude that Sway made
Lee.
The song with... Sway Lee. Yeah, you should bump Sway Lee. Actually, no, he has no songs that are really, like, singing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can definitely sing. We've seen it, but... What's that dude that made The Mile High with Travis Scott?
The song?
Yeah, like there's a white dude, Mile High. This with Travis Scott. He has like a great voice.
All right, I got.
You can keep going though.
I got three.
James Blake. James Blake.
Is that mine?
Say it again.
Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Drops of Jupiter.
Drops.
Drops
of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter, people.
Sara Bareilles is just good all around.
How do you spell Bareilles?
That's a good question. Hold on a second.
God, all
around. B-A-R-E.
Yes.
I-L-L-E-S.
Here this guy go.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
You had to write it down, though?
Yeah.
You could just, like, remember him?
Nah, because I've got a ton of, like, albums that are just singles, right? So I can't...
Oh.
Right, and so that's where I'm struggling. But I got...
You only need five.
Yeah.
I know.
You wrote down four.
Do you know Sound of Silence?
Sound of Silence. That sounds really familiar.
That's by Simon and Garfunkel. I feel like you would know.
Write it
down.
That's
a classic.
I feel like, yeah, just like the song that you played earlier.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
You probably do.
So what is it called?
That one?
Yeah.
Sound of Silence.
There we go.
I would say right. those are some of my
topics.
Topics.
Definitely gonna bump tonight.
Got my
not
five.
All of them, for sure.
So, I don't have them in any
just
order.
Just say them, dude.
I got Trilogy by The Weeknd.
Okay.
For Lovers Only by Luna Luna. It's a Latin, like, indie group.
Oh,
they
cool.
sing in Spanish. Cool as fuck. Honestly, I love it. It's the, like, 80s vibes that
oh,
you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
real
yeah,
lo-fi
like
and, like, great singing. Acid Rap by Chance the Rapper. Love that one. One of my favorite albums that he's done. Probably my favorite. Ballads 1 by Joji.
Hey!
That one hits
Joji
different.
Joji is a vibe. Joji
yes.
is a vibe. You should bump Joji.
And then Lately EP by Still Woozy. Another indie guy. Really, really great music. He dropped the EP in 2019, but does a ton of singles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a top three. And then I'm going to put just, like, the audience on to some, like, people that I've learned to appreciate a lot recently. So, my top three, are Blonde by Frank Ocean.
Yep.
Stony by
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Posty.
You bump Post Malone? You the vibe. And then For Your Eyes Only by J. Cole.
Ooh.
That was a good. That was a good.
Oh, album. What is it? January
28.
That wasn't.
That was on Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah, that was on 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
That was a good one.
That album was really good
that
too.
Was great.
But to put the audience on,
phenomenal.
If you want to listen to some good punk, you know, punk rock kind of music, bump Delta Sleep.
Delta Sleep,
yo, that song slaps.
Delta Sleep, folks.
Go on YouTube and look it up, and you'll see like these humanoid, like alien type things.
Aliens.
That's the song you should listen to. There's like four versions of it, but they play it acoustically. They play it like with electric guitars.
Ooh.
They play it with a girl, which is the one that I want you to listen to, because that one has a whole vibe to it. So, and then they play the last one, and he just like sings it. So there's like mad different versions of it, but the one with the girl is the best one to me.
The one with the girl.
And so I want you guys to bump that. It's on YouTube. It's not really on it's on like Spotify. Like they have albums, but that version isn't on what's the name? And then also Lettuce. I've gotten into Lettuce recently. They're like a rock group. I don't know their album specifically, but every time I go to work, the people there listen to it, and so like I'm just like rocking out to that. It's called Lettuce. And then the last one is Too Many Zoos. They have come to Rochester before, and they've like performed and stuff, and so that's why I appreciate them a lot, because they're like really local, and they are here in New York.
Yeah,
and
they're
really cool. They're like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they play like outside, and they're like... They're street performers. Yeah, they're street performers. So, like, in New York City, you see them playing on trains and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so, like, they played here at a concert, so they're really cool. And then Comtruse, I put you on to earlier.
Yeah.
Comtruse is more, like, the 80s music, like, Stranger Things type music. So, go bump.
Hi, Marcus.
You said three or top three or top five?
Five.
Top five.
Albums? Top five albums?
Mm-hmm.
Well... I heard the whisper, but I think first one has to be Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino.
All right.
Number two, Blonde, Frank Ocean.
Hey.
Number three, if you're reading this, it's too late. My Drake.
Oh, I didn't put that on.
Number four.
It's too late, dude.
I
want to say.
Why are you writing it though?
Because I want to
remember. It's a hard one. What's the fourth one?
What was the third one? Oh, if you're reading this too late.
I'm going to go with Nothing Was the Same. And then for the last one, this is a hard one.
I forgot my fourth one. Sorry, guys. Frank Ocean.
Wow.
What's his name? Daniel Caesar's Freudian. Ooh.
Freudian
slaps, yo. And then he has a lot of singles that you guys should go bump, too. So, they're not on albums. They're just singles. So, like, just look up Frank Ocean on Spotify and put him on Shuffle.
Are You Okay? That's a bop.
I was really coughing.
Is that a single?
I wasn't trying to
go. Oh, the last one is Free Spirit.
Free Spirit by who?
Khalid.
Oh.
Khalid's good.
It's a banger.
So, that's the end of our episode. We've gone on for way too long tonight.
My head hurt.
If you have anything to comment, anything to tell us, make sure you DM us at For the Future Official on Instagram.
Our ideas IG. With what we should talk about.
Yes, just definitely. Just give us ideas. Topic, man. You know, just hit us up. I want to talk to you guys.
Facts. Follow us.
What else? My Instagram is... JordanC216. I forgot to say this last time, but if you already did follow me from my podcast from last season, I changed my account because I got hacked. So it's JordanC216. I think it's 01. I think it's 216-01. So yeah, the last one was just Jordan216-01. Now it's JordanC216-01. So go follow my new account.
You got a new one, folks.
And then if anybody else wants to say theirs.
I said it last episode, but the boy who dreams, the boy who dreams. Yeah.
That's dumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just say it. You gotta say it.
What's yours?
Mine's Beep and Sniff. Beep and Sniff. Because it sounds like Ethan Smith.
That's the reason? I have no idea.
Dude, it was given to me by a senior. And honestly, it was what I was called all through high school.
That's a great name. Now that I know the background, it's a great name.
Mine's Anna.K.Metzler.
Go follow us, DM us, tell us what you want to hear next time, comment on what you've heard today, and tell us how you feel about what we said. That's the episode. Deuces. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste your time, it don't make you rich, it don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you could play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. It should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address to whom and make it so. I don't do this for nothing. Nah.
Victory lap.